got no home or no place to roam. Ain't got no home or no place to roam. I'm a lonely boy. I ain't got a home.
We're sorry. Your call cannot be completed as dialed. Please check the number or try your call again.
Pardon me, sir.
Yeah?
Are you by chance a vicious criminal?
Okay. Good afternoon and welcome to Reach Radio. I'm Ellen Mason, your host and housing heavy, bringing you the latest real estate news, forecast conditions, and home buying tips. June is foreclosure information month. We have featured guests and experts working in the business of foreclosure, and Florida is still the number one foreclosure state in the nation. I guess if you're going to be number one, you might as well be number one at something. And we believe that education is your best defense. So just a friendly reminder, REACH is the acronym for Real Estate Education and Community Housing. We are a 501c3 not-for-profit corporation assisting home owners and home buyers reach and maintain the American dream of home ownership. And we do that through education, financial awareness, and monetary assistance. Our mission is placing families in a home, not just a house. The toll-free number for REACH is 855-48-REACH. That's 855-48-R-E-A-C-H or 855-487-3224. Or you may visit our website at www.reachforhousing.org. That's REACH, the number 4, housing.org. REACH counselors tell us you may become a homeowner before the end of this year. To get started, call the good folks at REACH and let the staffers and counselors do what they do best. They have the latest information about how you can benefit from their substantial inventory of South Florida properties. And the best part is, they have the knowledge you need to help you become a homeowner. Well, coming up on today's show, foreclosure expert Sabine Million Felix is here with a full course of legal information you need to know if you're facing foreclosure. Then real estate news at the bottom of the hour with Steve Cody, the best stories relating to real estate, along with valuable industry insight. After that, Pastor Rose checks in with the latest information about the Charity Food Bank over at the Royal Palm Covenant Church. And our house segment chimes in with the top 10 things women look at when they're buying a home. And of course, Reach Radio Spotlight Home of the Week will show you how the good folks at Reach can make this house your home. That's coming up on the show today, but first, let's get into the latest headlines brought to you by reachforhousing.org. And now, Reach Radio's consistently random voice of wisdom and full-time news orator, Steve Cody.
Thank you very much.
You bet.
Well, we're talking about foreclosures. You know, there is something you can do. In early 2009, the Treasury Department launched the Making Homes Affordable program, the MHA, to help struggling homeowners avoid foreclosure. And since its inception, the MHA has helped homeowners to avoid foreclosure by providing a variety of solutions to modify or refinance their mortgages, to get temporary forbearances if they're unemployed, or to transition out of home ownership altogether. There's a myriad of programs, and we're going to put a spotlight on a few of them for you so that you can avoid being caught in that situation. Speaking of being caught, thousands of SunTrust mortgage customers in Florida could get the largest share of a nationwide settlement related to allegations of lending abuses during the housing crisis. State officials this week said that eligible homeowners could get an estimated $220 million in cash, principal reduction, interest rate cuts, or other relief. There's a Florida homeowner who was denied state foreclosure prevention because she made $97,000 a year. That's why she lost her appeal. But the homeowner is suing the hardest hit plan, saying that that denial could be a form of discrimination. And Florida has more than 82,000 homeowners who could be making cheaper mortgage payments through a federal refinance program to lower their interest rate. But for whatever reason, those 82,000 people have not signed up. And finally, we have a landlord who called 911 and ended up in jail. We'll tell you how that happened when the news comes up at the bottom of the hour, which is, what, 17 minutes from now, something like that.
Well, that'll be close
enough. So there's what we have to look forward to, plus some more.
Well, that's great. Always interested in that. When we return, Sabine Million Felix joins us with some foreclosure advice we will bring to you as we close Reach Radio's Foreclosure Month and on-air workshop. So stay with us, because there's a thin line between standing on the shore looking like an idiot and fishing.
Ain't got no home
Concerned about your future? Don't know how to make it right? How will you get your credit back? Where will your family live? The financial crisis has become very personal. Sleepless nights, not sure how you can hang on. Reach out and let Reach work with you toward financial and housing stability again. The good folks at Reach are waiting for your call. They're a 501c3 HUD-approved organization with a heart. Contact a Reach certified counselor today at 855-48-REACH or email housing@reachforhousing.org. That's Reach, the number 4, housing.org. Check out their webpage and success stories at reachforhousing.org. Call 855-48-REACH. That's 855-487-3224. Email housing@reachforhousing.org. Most of the services are free, so reach out. They'll reach back. 855-487-3224.
Ain't got no home or no place to roam. Ain't got no home or no place to roam.
Whoa, welcome back to Reach Radio. I'm still Alan Mason, your host and housing jefe, with a special message just for you. If you're buying your first home and you're using FHA, HUD, or other government programs, you must complete selected HUD-approved training courses in order to qualify. There are more than 10 home ownership classes in Reach's annual education membership program. They average between $25 and $49 per course, and Reach's credit management workshop will teach you how to deal with any credit issues and help you get back on a sound credit track. That's why Reach bundled 2 free credit checks per year in their membership program. That's a $40 value all by itself. When you add up the cost of all these valuable educational home buyer programs, plus the 2 credit checks, you would normally pay $250. Right now, Reach is offering the Reach Radio listeners the Reach Educational Program for only $99. Did I say that right? I believe I did. $99. That's a $151 savings just for saying you heard about it on Reach Radio. Call the good folks at Reach today and tell them you would like to sign up for their educational membership program. Their toll-free number, 855-48-REACH or 855-487-3224. All classes are taught in English, Spanish, and Creole. So what are you waiting for? To enroll, call the good folks at Reach right now. The number again, 855-48-REACH or 855-487-3224. And remember to press 0 for the operator. Don't miss out. Reach out. Okay, for more than 25 years, our first guest has been practicing law. She relocated to South Florida in 2004, and currently her law office represents clients in each and every aspect of real estate and foreclosure litigation. Her offices have been instrumental in helping hundreds of clients through the foreclosure maze, which was created by the current state of affairs, or the current administration, whichever you Sabine, welcome to the Reach Radio Show. Pleasure having you here.
Thank you so much, Alan. It's a pleasure to be here.
You know, I noticed that you earned your Bachelor in Science in Criminal degree.
I did, in Criminal Justice
New York. Yeah. You know, you were at the John Jay College. Now,
I was, yes.
That's where Kenesha went.
Really?
Kenesha Woods,
she's
one of our counselors.
I know her well.
That's
yes,
right. And she also has her degree in criminal justice.
How about that?
You guys aren't here to watch us, are you?
If I tell you, I might have to hurt you.
Well, if you do, make sure you... No, never mind. We don't want to go.
I'm excited to be here to talk to your listeners today. And, I have to tell you, listening to your show, it's amazing to me the wonderful work that you guys are doing, and I want to do whatever I can to get the word out to make sure that everyone knows about what you have
available.
Sure,
just make the check payable to Alan Mason, your host in Housing Heavy, and you can help. That's
okay.
Not a problem. So you've worked with hundreds of people in the foreclosure business there, I guess. Isn't that a nasty business to be in?
You know, it's funny. When I started doing real estate, my thoughts were, this is so much fun. I'm helping people reach the American dream. We've always heard about the American dream. Mm-hmm. That was the opportunity for anyone, regardless of your economic makeup, to own a home. That is the American dream. And over the years, the government has always created and facilitated the ability to bring that into one's reach. For instance, the VA loans were set up years ago before I was born, of course, to assist people in being able to purchase their homes after serving their country. Mm-hmm. So these programs have been around for years. Today, despite all these programs and all these efforts, we have HUD, FHA, organizations like REACH. This dream seems to have become a nightmare. So when I started, my goal was to help people achieve this dream. However, I get people today not so much happy about purchasing their first home, but wanting to save their home.
Right. And how do we? How did we get to that? One has to ask. I mean, there could be a million excuses, but we don't really care about excuses. We just want to know how to fix the problem.
Absolutely.
So when you get that foreclosure notice from the bank, well, that's just a letter that they mail to you, right?
Right.
Nobody calls you or anything. First thing is you get a letter.
You get a letter. Usually the first thing that homeowners will receive is a letter advising them that their loan is in default. It's past due. They're required to send a notice before they file a lawsuit. Before they send a sheriff to their home, you should have a letter that says, hey, maybe you've forgotten to make your payments. This is a notice
letting you know. How does the bank know? Right.
You've got 30 days to make good on your payment. If you don't, we may file foreclosure. This letter is very important, as so many steps that these banks are required to take before foreclosing on somebody's property. And so, you know, I always tell my clients, make sure you find that letter. Did you receive it? Hold on to it. So that's the first thing that I look for and I tell my clients to look for.
What do you say to the people that go, I got a letter and I just threw it in the trash. I didn't want to deal with it.
It's okay. We can figure that out.
They'll send you another
that's
one.
That's not a problem. They'll send you 10 more.
Exactly. Well, the point is that we'd like to let our listeners know, if you do receive that letter, don't panic.
No.
It's just procedure.
Exactly.
And you have to follow it. What, do you have 20 days to respond to that?
Well, the first letter gives you a 30-day notice, okay? If you don't respond or make payment within that time period, then they'll do what's called file a lawsuit. That lawsuit is something that's registered with the courts, and then they give it to a sheriff or a process server to come to your home to give you a copy in person. Again, very important procedural step. Someone must come to your home. They can't just put it on your door and leave it there and walk away.
Right. Someone, there has to be proof that you received
it. You received it, exactly. If you're not home, they are allowed to leave it with someone who lives in your home who's over the age of 18. So they can't leave it with your 16-year-old who happened to be home and say, hey, but I served them and they ignored it. No.
Sure. Well, my 16-year-old go, hey, dude, you had this letter, but I threw it away.
Exactly. And the law understands that. So they want to verify and make sure that someone responsible enough is there to receive the notice.
Right. They're not there to hurt you or intimidate you or scare you. They're just going through the legal procedure because your house is just collateral for the loan.
Exactly.
If they don't own the house, they don't have anything to do with the house other than it's their collateral.
Collateral for the loan that purchased the property.
Now I understand what they mean by collateral damage.
But, yes.
Ouch. Wow. What's the biggest problem that you see with people when they get these notices and they call you up? How do they react to that?
A lot of times I find that my clients ignore them. It's a frightening experience. It really is. I mean, majority of my clients are hardworking folks who, for one reason or another, because of the economy, you know, medical problems, they got laid off, they've fallen behind on their bills, and they're scared. Right. If they don't have the money, they're scared. And 90% of the time, my clients have a tendency not to do anything, which unfortunately is the worst thing for them.
It's not embarrassment or anything, is it?
It's just not. Yeah. It's not. I've had clients, you know, that from the range of the gamut go through this. Mm-hmm. And it's a process that's manageable when it's handled effectively and efficiently. And that's what we do.
It's almost like taking a bad pill, right? You have to take it.
Let it go, run its course, and we'll deal with it. Mm. You know, so once you get that paper served to you in person, you have 20 days to file an answer. By law, an answer is a legal response to the complaint. An attorney files that in court. We send a notice to the court advising them, hey, within our 20 days, we did what we were supposed to do. We also send a copy to the bank's attorney advising them that this person's represented. This is their position on your complaint. And so that begins the litigation of foreclosure. Mm. I do have clients at time that come to me after the 20 days has expired.
And say, what do I do?
And yeah. And there are ways as attorneys that we can go around that. If, you know, a lot of times we can call the attorney depending on how many days past the 20 days it is. We can talk to the attorney and work something out.
Little forgiveness
right.
there, right?
Okay. Yeah. Or mm-hmm. even go to the judge if we have to. But, you know, I don't want people to think, oh, my God, I missed the 20 days. What do I do now? It's not, you know, it
right.
always
now,
can be rectified.
Even more panic, right?
Yeah.
Well, obviously we don't want to avoid the legal notices, but is there a way to circumvent the system? I mean, if you're in, you're in, right?
You're in.
There's no
you're
getting
in. You can't get around it.
And,
you
you're
know,
right. It is a nightmare.
It is. It's the American dream is no longer the dream that it was set out to be.
You know, I had a friend of mine tell me one time, he says, I have these dreams about snakes, and it just drives me crazy. I don't know what to do. And I said, well, the next time you're dreaming about a snake, take that gun out that you have and shoot them. And so I don't have a gun. I said, well, if you dream, you don't. The snakes aren't
That's
there,
right.
so the gun's there. So. But here you're kind of stuck. If you're in the system, you're in the system, and that's all there is to it. Is there any way that you can actually win?
Oh, absolutely. Well, remember that thing I talked about earlier, procedures?
Oh, yeah, those.
Oh, those procedures. Those are little benchmarks mm-hmm. that we attorneys go through. It's like a checklist. The banks are required to do certain things procedurally
right.
so that the homeowner's rights are not infringed. And so the first thing we do is we go through that checklist and see which procedures they missed. These banks do not mm. care a lot of times. They go through the process and it's a mill.
Now, you don't want to badmouth banks here today, do you?
Because
Mort Ages is here today. He's back from overseas, and he's going to give us a little rant today. But he usually rants about how bad banks are. So,
oh,
and I think
I'll
we said last
that,
week.
I'll leave that up to him.
I think I hate to repeat this, but it was so good. You know, last week we said, you know, you give a man a gun and he can rob a bank. Give a man a bank and he can rob everybody.
Ooh,
terrible. All right, listen, I know you have somewhere to go, and I'd like just to hold you over for one more segment
Absolutely.
If you do. That'd be great. All right. Well, when we return, Sabine will tell us some success stories and wait until you hear what she did in Haiti. So you want to stick around for that. According to the U.S. Census Bureau, the average sales price of new homes sold in May of 2014 was $319,000. Woo!
Ain't got no home.
Making home affordable, MHA can help you. Do you know your options? Reach is ready to help to make your home affordable. You may be able to lower your payment. You may be unemployed and need help. You may owe more on your house than it's worth. Or your home is no longer affordable and you want a way out. Get real help today and real answers. Contact Reach, your HUD-approved housing counselor, and learn more about Making Home Affordable, MHA, and how you can be helped. Email Reach at housing@reachforhousing.org. Reach the number 4 housing.org. Our phone number is 855-48-REACH. MHA, let's make your home affordable today. Don't miss out. Reach out. Email housing@reachforhousing.org. Reach the number 4 housing.org. Call Reach at 855-48-REACH. 855-487-3224.
Ain't got no home. I know a place to roam. Ain't got no home. I know face to roam.
Hey, welcome back to Reach Radio. I'm still Alan Mason, your host and Housing Heffy, reminding you that Reach counselors and staffers are on hand to answer any of your real estate questions or home ownership concerns. Reach is your HUD-approved counseling agency here to assist you in purchasing and maintaining your new home. All right, Sabine is rejoining. Thank you for hanging around and staying with us. We appreciate that. And, you know, her office, she's an attorney here in Palm Beach, and her office has been instrumental in helping hundreds of clients through the foreclosure maze, which, according to the experts, was created by the current state of affairs. I guess, Sabine?
Absolutely.
Is that what you say?
That I absolutely say that. I have clients who've been victim of this maze that's been created, no fault of their own.
There's no cheese at the end of that maze, is
no,
there?
No, there isn't, unfortunately. Pavlov has nothing to do with this one. But one of my clients who came to me, this is a woman who, her children were old and out of the house, and she had taken in...
Older.
older. taken in a few relatives' children that she was helping, and her property, it was a forced insurance that was placed on her property by the lender.
We learned about that a couple of weeks ago.
Forced insurance. In fact, I want to mention, as a side note, there is currently a class action suit that's been filed on this. And anyone who has been a victim of receiving a notice from the lender stating, hey, we found that your insurance lapsed, so we went ahead without your permission and we did a great thing for you. We got you an insurance policy. Don't worry about the fact that it cost 10 times more than what you were paying before. Yeah, because you're going to pay that back anyway.
Yeah, and it helps their commission.
Yes, so absolutely.
They get a nice bang from the insurance company. That's the probably one of the oldest tricks in the book. So the car agencies do it. Everybody does it. You know, here, we're just going to add that on.
Don't worry about it. Yeah. You'll pay us later, but you will pay us. So, but she was a victim of this and could not afford to pay the increase. Her property went into default. So she went to a local mortgage broker and said, hey, I need to refinance. I've got to do something. I can't afford this payment. And he said, well, don't worry. I'll take care of you. Have a seat right here and sign these documents. Well, she signed her house over to this gentleman.
Oh, my gosh.
He rented it back to her and said, after 2 years, we'll fix your credit and I'll sell it back to you.
At a profit.
Of course.
How did I know that was going to happen?
And this woman who is a wonderful woman, still my client today, but for other things, and she did the deal. And within 6 months, he attempted to evict her. And she came to me. She didn't have enough money, so she came to me, and I took her on pro bono.
Nice.
Won the case. I threatened to have him prosecuted.
He was an attorney, is that?
No, he was not. Okay. He was a mortgage broker. He lost his license.
Good for him.
Yeah, absolutely. She got the house back, and the bank worked with her.
Nice.
So about a year ago, she sold the house.
She get a mortgage reduction when she did all that?
She got a mortgage reduction. Okay.
And all these programs work, folks.
They do.
They're there for you.
Work.
The government instituted them to help you out. I don't know if that's just a form of guilt or they're just really trying to help you out.
No, it's not guilt. It's not guilt. Because if you don't ask for it, they're not going to volunteer it.
That's absolutely
And so, correct. You know, clients need organizations like Reach that are familiar with these programs to educate the homeowners.
Well, that's what we tell everybody every week, but it's a hard sell, I'll tell you, because it's people don't really trust things that are free. And I can understand that, but let me tell you, folks, it's absolutely free. We do what we do because... because we like to.
Oh, no.
Now, you did some work in Haiti, didn't you? You did some charity work.
I did. I've done a lot of charity work. It's all my mother's fault. It wasn't my idea.
Yep.
The hook, line, and sinker.
Blame the mom.
Yeah. But it's been so rewarding.
What did you do over there?
Well, I went to work there for a year with the UN for a truth commission.
You took a year off from your law practice, right?
I did. I left and I said, and my mom thought I was nuts. I left Haiti when I was 7 years old. And my mom says, are you out of your mind? You've got a good job. You don't know the country. But I just felt drawn. And she raised me to give, and so I wanted to go back to give. So I spent a year there working on the Truth Commission.
Very nice.
It was a phenomenal experience, and I've been hooked ever since.
And it's easy to do. When I was with the PBS people, I did a report from Haiti, and we were way up in Jeremy, down at the other end of the island.
My husband's family's from Jeremy.
A nice little place.
It is. It's beautiful.
Up in the mountains, though, there's a couple of churches up there that do a lot of medical work and help people out. And you're right. It is a fantastic feeling to help people out. You know, we didn't give your phone number before we took the first break. My fault. I apologize for that. But let me give it to the folks now in case they need to get a hold of you.
Sure.
It is 954-607-4200. That's a pretty easy number, 954-607-4200. If you need Sabine's services or help, she's here for you. Anything coming up on the radar that we should know about?
Well, we talked about the forced insurance and also the phantom foreclosures. the banks.
Oh, Mort's got a whole deal on that.
Okay, we're going to let Mort cover that. But
we call them zombie foreclosures.
Zombies? Yeah. Okay. Yeah. But we attorneys,
and Mort's dressed
those.
Up like a zombie today. You should see him, folks.
We love those because our clients are not only able to get their money, mm-hmm. Their properties back. A lot of times the homeowners association, the condo association, suffer because of these.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And
that's right.
Ultimately, the suffering is passed on to the homeowners within those communities. Mm-hmm. And so we attorneys love those because we're able to get, we don't have to do it for free because we get attorney's fees on
right,
those.
Right.
So we like those.
Good, good, good. All right. Well, thank you for coming on the show. We'll have you back again. You have
I would love to.
A lot
to.
Of
thank
cool
you
information.
So much.
Thank you. All right. We're about to launch the second half of the Reach Radio Show. Directly after the news, Pastor Rose brings us some special information about the Royal Palm Covenant Church Food Bank Program and what you can do to pitch in. After that, our house segment chimes in with the top 10 things women look for when buying a house. And of course, this week's Spotlight Home will show you how this house can become your home. And of course, Mort Ages is back with a special appearance with a rant concerning zombie foreclosures. Just in time to close the Foreclosure Information Month. But right now, live from the Electronic Palace, it's Reach Radio's real estate news at the bottom of the hour with our effervescent news guy, Steve Cody.
Why, thank you there, Hefe.
Yeah, well, bring it on.
Back in early 2009, the Department of the Treasury launched the Making Homes Affordable program to help struggling homeowners to avoid foreclosure. And since its inception, MHA has helped homeowners avoid foreclosure by providing a variety of solutions to modify or refinance their mortgages, to get temporary forbearance if they're unemployed, or transition out of homeownership via a short sale or a deed in lieu of foreclosure. Since its launch, Treasury has added additional programs under MHA to help homeowners who are unemployed or underwater on their loans. That, of course, means you owe more than it's worth, or struggling with a second lien. Homeowners can find more information about the Obama administration's housing program at www.makinghomeaffordable.gov. Also, your REACH counselor can help you to decide which of those programs best suits your individual needs. A large part of the success of Florida's real estate market comes from overseas buyers, according to the latest Tax Watch report. Traditionally, the country was with the most international Florida homeowners was Canada, but that has changed in recent years. As of 2013, Latin America and the Caribbean countries topped the list with just over 32%. Canadians were second with nearly 30%, followed by those from European countries, just about 27%. TaxWatch says that the three groups account for 88.3% of the purchases of Florida homes from overseas. The report concludes that international purchases of Florida real estate could reach 60,000 homes through 2016. A Florida homeowner who was denied state foreclosure prevention help because of her $97,000 salary lost an appeal early this month to overturn that decision. But Karen Servant of Homosassa Springs says that she's going to fight the rejection from Florida's billion-dollar hardest hit plan, saying that denial is a form of discrimination. Average U.S. rates on fixed mortgages eased slightly this week, remaining near historic lows. Mortgage buyer Freddie Mac said Thursday the average rate for a 30-year loan declined to 4.17 from 4.20. The average for a 15-year mortgage dropped about 0.25%. Police say a Palm Beach Gardens landlord called 911 three times, telling officials that his evicted tenant had broken into his house. Well, deputies couldn't find any evidence of forced entry, nor any paperwork to show the tenant had been evicted. And they told the landlord the case was a civil matter and don't call back. They left, but a short while later, they got another call from the landlord who said his tenant was there. When they arrived, deputies said they talked to the tenant, who had a key to the residence, and he'd entered the house lawfully, according to the police report. Deputies asked the landlord not to call 911 again, and they told him to do so would be a crime, according to the report. Well, he became very irate, jumped in his car, according to deputies, and sped off. Deputies left the scene, and they drove past him, sitting on the side of the road, in his vehicle, on his cell phone. Calling 911. Needless to say, they took him to jail and charged him with misusing 911. Owners in a Boca, in a rather Boynton Beach condominium community, are suing a company that's trying to turn the development into apartments, saying they were threatened and told that they should sell to the company or lose their homes no matter what. Via Lugano, which suffered huge drops in property values after the real estate bust, now has 90% of its units owned by the Newton, Mass-based company Norland Investment. Many of the remaining owners bought their units at boom time prices, meaning if they sold for fair market value, they could lose hundreds of thousands of dollars. We will follow that lawsuit and let you know how it turns out. And that, my friends, is the news.
Oh, thank you so much, Steve. You know, I wonder if the guy that went to jail, if he got to take his cell phone in with him.
And did he call 911 for breakfast?
He called 911. Get me out of this house. I don't like it. It's got too many bars on the windows. But okay. Well, joining us now is Pastor Rose. He's the pastor at Royal Palm Beach's oldest church, celebrating more than 50 years of service, probably 51 by now, right, in the Palm Beach County. Their mission is to reach the youth and aging, providing a safe place for positive interaction and to develop the mind and spirit. Pastor Rose, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much.
Get that little microphone right over there and pull it. There you go.
Yes, sir.
All right. Hey, it works. You have a food bank that you're working on over at the church now, right?
Yes. We are presently serving the Western community through our food bank, which we are excited about, and always good to be able to serve our community and see about those who are in need.
Right. Now, you have a big pantry over there that you've been collecting food for how long?
Well, I've been there for 12 years, and since that time, we've been doing the food pantry.
Well, then you probably have too much food.
No, because
12 years worth of food, that's a worthy cause.
Well, we give it away.
Absolutely. Well, I was just going to ask that. What kind of food are you looking for if someone would like to donate or give a hand?
Well, basically, we're very skeptical in what we receive because we care about the folks that comes, and we want them to leave with their pride and their dignity. So we if somebody want to donate, they can donate canned goods or not outdated.
Obviously.
But, and also breakfast items like cereal and so on.
Oh, yeah, yeah. The stuff that doesn't perish too quickly.
Yes, right? And we will take care of the others.
And how do you do that? You know, you mentioned a very important thing there, pride and integrity. How do you, you know, most people don't like a handout. They'll take a hand up, but they don't like a handout. So how do you overcome that?
Well, it's a presentation. It's all in the presentation. And we do our best to make sure that the food that we're giving away are good food, fresh food. And also that the people that come when we pack a box of food, box of grocery, that it has just about everything that I would want in my kitchen, in my pantry,
right
at home.
Now, what do you do about meats and things like that, chicken? And
well, we buy the meat. The church write a check every week, and we buy the meat through the local food bank here in West Palm Beach. So every week we write a check. And we buy the meat and so on.
So you're trying to tell me that cash donations would be accepted too.
Exactly.
Well, let me give you the phone number, folks, if you would like to get a hold of Pastor Rose. It's 561-793-1077. Say that again, 561-793-1077, if you'd like to pitch in and donate a little food or a little cash to help them out. And this is it just stays in the community, right?
Stays in the community.
Yeah, so you're not, you know, helping the folks in Miami or the people over in Okeechobee, just right here.
Yeah, the western communities. And sometimes we get people as far as Green Acres or so on, you know.
Well, Green Acres, that's the place for me. I know, I don't believe I said it. But, it's important because a lot of people like it when the charity work that they do stays in the community. I mean, it just seems a little closer to home, and you're helping people out that you know need the help, not just someone that's coming in and say, oh, free food? Yeah, I'll take some of that. You really deal directly with the recipients of the food, right?
Right, yeah.
All right. And how do you store all that food?
Well, we have allocated a place in our facility on our campus. Mm-hmm. Matter of fact, I think probably it's about 1,000 or 2,000 square feet, if I'm not mistaken.
Oh.
I think, yeah. And the reason why I don't know exactly what the square footage is because we just expand what we had before.
It keeps coming in and going out.
So we expand the size of the facility, and we have a good friend with us today, Tom, who help us with the expansion.
Hey, Tom.
Yeah.
He's sitting in the back of the studio. I don't know why.
Yeah. Yeah. He actually helped us with the expansion of the facility to accommodate more food because we're now feeding a lot more than we usually do.
That was my next question. How many people are you taking care of?
We're taking care of about 140 families.
Wow.
Every Thursday.
So they come to the church, or do you deliver?
They come to the church.
Okay.
We start at about 9 o'clock in the morning, mm-hmm. and 9:30 actually we start to distribute, and they come to the church, and.
Okay. Now let me give that address. It's 660 Royal Palm Beach Boulevard in Royal Palm Beach, Florida.
Yes, sir.
660. Wow, you were just 6 points off there, right? Ooh.
Yes, sir.
But that's over in Royal Palm is where the church is. Again, let me give you the phone number, folks, if you'd like to pitch in. And, you know, a couple of cans of food or a couple of bucks to help buy some meat always goes a long way. It is 561-793-1077. That's 561-793-1077 if you'd like to help out. And it is a worthy cause. And like we said, these are people that the church knows. These aren't just people walking in off the street going, hey, I could take some of that free food when they really don't need it. And I've always felt that the church would be better off handling those matters than that other person, the federal government, that does that kind of stuff. I mean, they don't know who these people are. They just put the hand out and they fill it. And that's not a good way to do business, right?
Yeah. Yes. We also get referrals from the sheriff's office and different organizations in our areas that come in contact with folks who need help. And so they would send them to us. So... there are ways to know, you know, how to work with the people that are coming. And again, we try very hard not to put too much pressure on those that are coming. Because we want them to leave with their dignity. We want them to leave with their pride. We want them to feel comfortable and feel like they are cared for. Mm-hmm. So we're very particular, but at the same time, we're also conscious of, you know, of...
A conscious compassion is what that's really great. Any other activities coming up the church? I know your services are Sunday at 11 a.m., of course, and Wednesday night and Friday night you do a youth fellowship jam. What's that all about?
Yes, that's for our youth of our church and community. Mm-hmm. On Friday night we have a youth meeting for the church.
Well, I want to know more about the jam. What are you doing? You have musicians coming in, or you spinning vinyl, or what's the deal?
Well, basically it's just a night when the kids can come in and they can interact with adults and they can play their games and just have fun. We want them to be able to. Come to the facility and feel free. And at the same time, parents and family can know that they're safe there.
What's your website over there at the church?
The website is rpcchurch.com.
RPC, right?
Yes, RPC.
Church.
And then church.com.
.com. Cool beans. The number, again, 561-793-1077 if you'd like to help out. Pastor Rose, we appreciate you taking your Saturday and coming in here and helping us out. And we hope that we can help you out with the food bank because that is a very worthy cause.
It sure is. Also, there's one thing. You asked a question mm-hmm. minute ago about what else is coming up. Well, every year at Thanksgiving, we feed over 500 families. And that is working with Reach and also with some of our local non-for-profit organization, like Rotary and My Brother's Sister's Keeper and so on to pull this off.
Very nice. Can I come if I bring my own food?
But you're not going to take your food back home with you.
No. Just want to come and help you out. Well, thanks a lot. Now it's time for this week's Spotlight Home of the Week, brought to you by Pat Tracy and Associates. Their phone number, 561-351-8000. That's 561-351-8000. 351-8000. All right, this property is located at 4848 Northwest 24th Court in Lauderdale Lakes, Florida. This beautiful unit has two bedrooms, two baths, and has been totally redone. From the newly painted floors to the freshly painted walls. I don't know if they paint those floors. I think they're wood floors. And wood cabinets, new wood cabinets in the kitchen, granite countertops, and stainless steel appliances. Both bathrooms have new fixtures and floors. The property is located in a nice community called Town Square Condominiums. It comes with a common area laundry, pool, and a beautiful lobby. Conventional financing or the ever-popular cash will get the job done. And we tell folks this every week, and it's really kind of cool. We have received some phone calls about it. You can Google Map the location and take a look for yourself. When you go to the Google Maps, type in 4848 Northwest 24 Court in Lauderdale Lakes. The most important part in this deal is the zip code. It's 33313. That's 33313. Pop that into Google Maps, and you can take a look at the property and see for yourself. It's a beautiful two-bedroom, two-bath condo. It's totally redone. Newly finished floors to newly painted walls. The kitchen has new wood cabinets, a granite countertop, stainless steel appliances, and both bathrooms, like I said before, have brand-new fixtures and floors. Again, call Pat Tracy and Associates at 561-351-8000. You can call her right now because she's not in the studio today. And that's this week's Spotlight Home of the Week, brought to you by Pat Tracy and Associates. Well, that brings us right up to our house. Boom. Here it comes.
Our house is a very, very, very fine house.
Ding. Oh, it's time to get into our house. This week's segment starts off with the top 10 things women look for when buying a home. Rick Snyder, our show producer, has searched the National Archives to find out what motivates homebuyers, women in particular.
I'm still in the archives because it is so much fun back here. But we did find out what women like when they go to buy a home.
All right, let's start off with number 9 and we'll work up to it. Can you do that?
Well, we can do that also. Yes, number 9. Well, the list doesn't appear to be in any particular order.
Oh, so these are the top reasons, not the top 10.
Correct. And right. And the reason they look, the first thing they look for, believe it or not, when they walk into a home for sale, after looking at the kitchen, inspecting the kitchen, is a big closet.
A big closet.
Bigger the better. Mm. Why is that? They want a home that helps manage the family's accumulation of stuff. Now, that means cupboards, drawers, cubbies, and organizing systems. But above all, it means great walk-in closets. The bigger the closet, the quicker you're going to buy a home, ladies.
I thought it was the bathroom.
Get to the bathrooms in a moment.
You have to go?
Not yet. A great kitchen. Women love great kitchens. Now, men love great kitchens, too. Research finds that 68% of women say they're the primary chef for the household. 23% of men say cooking is primarily their job. Both genders love big open kitchens that include space for dining, entertaining, doing homework, using computers, watching TV, hanging out together. People like to hang out where the food is, where it's being prepared, and where it's social. It's a social gathering. When you throw the wall up between the kitchen and the dining room, that cuts off socialization. Frankly, more men are cooking today than ever before, and couples like to cook together. Bathrooms. Jetted bathtubs. Whoa, very big item to look for. Sounds kind of retro, but odd as it sounds, they're a big attraction for female buyers. Moms love them because kids love them. The bubblier, the better. Life's hard enough without having to drag kids kicking and screaming into the bathtub. And you don't have to wash the big bathtub every week. Bubbling bathtubs, important.
Mm-hmm.
Security, feeling safe at home, crucial to everyone, but women rank it as an extra high priority.
Does that come with a shotgun?
Not in this particular
list.
Okay. A great place for socializing. A party space is nice, but an even bigger priority, women tell housing experts, is a comfortable environment for sitting around and sharing, preferably with food. It could be a kitchen island or counter, a comfortable den, or a corner with a couple of chairs and a sofa pulled up in front of a fireplace. Here's an interesting one. A dedicated laundry room. Mm-hmm. Who wants to walk through the garage into the house and the first thing you see is a pile of dirty laundry, a washer and a dryer, suds, softener, all that stuff? No, find a place to put it. Not down cellar. Or we don't have a lot of sellers in Florida, do we?
Well, we have a lot of buyers.
Okay, I'm thinking more in terms of sellers where you walk down the stairs into the basement.
Oh, those sellers. Yeah. No, we don't have any of
those. No, we don't have those. So find a dedicated laundry room. Two-car garage. What? Two-car garage? Even if there's only one car? Think of all the storage space you'll have. Mm. Two-car garage. A smart layout. Women are critical of home plans that don't allow life to flow smoothly. A home needs to be planned for the lives of real people. Should be plenty of electrical outlets. They should be located where you need them, near where you'd use a hairdryer or electric toothbrush or shaver.
Mm. What number are we on now?
I think 11.
Number next.
A separate master bath tower, a shower and tub. Women care deeply about the master bathroom. A spa shower with multiple heads is the big master bath must-have. Research finds that 22% of adults take baths. 22%, not big. They're designing a lot of homes now with a very nice shower and no tub in the master bath. You do want a tub somewhere for the kids and the grandkids, especially a bubbly tub, but there should be a tub in the home, not necessarily the centerpiece of the bathroom. And low maintenance. Make it easy to take care of. Have even a central vac is good these days. So that's our house for this week on the Reach Radio Show.
Woohoo! Okay. Well, when we return, and make no mistake about it, we will return. We have a zombie who just flew in from overseas. And you know how we know he's here? Oh, I can't do it. I got the Reese's Pieces hair.
Ain't got no home. I know place to roam.
Making home affordable. MHA can help you. Do you know your options? Reach is ready to help to make your home affordable. You may be able to lower your payment. You may be unemployed and need help. You may owe more on your house than it's worth. Or your home is no longer affordable and you want a way out. Get real help today and real answers. Contact Reach, your HUD-approved housing counselor, and learn more about Making Home Affordable, MHA, and how you can be helped. Email Reach at housing@reachforhousing.org. Reach, the number 4, housing.org. Our phone number is 855-48-REACH. MHA, let's make your home affordable today. Don't miss out. Reach out. Email housing@reachforhousing.org. Reach, the number 4, housing.org. Call Reach at 855-48-REACH. 855-487-3224.
Ain't got no home. I know a place to roam. Ain't got no home. I know a place to roam.
Welcome back to Reach Radio. I'm Ellen Mason, your host and housing heffy. And I have a great big surprise for everyone. Mort Ages is back in the country. He's been doing a little work. Am I allowed to say where you're at? No, you can't. He's in a place that's far away from here, and he comes in whenever he can get in, and when he does, we love to have him on. And you know, we've been doing June was foreclosure month, and we've been talking about the foreclosure awareness and all the little tips and things that you need to do. And I said to Mort, I said, let's close the show out with a good foreclosure rant. And what did you say?
Well, I said, hey, I got one.
All right.
Anyway, hey, it's good. It's good to be back. I'm just here for a short amount of time, but it's nice to come back. It's nice to see what Reach is doing because, you know, Reach is just doing wonderful things. Mm. And I think it's difficult because, again, people don't believe it. They don't believe it. My God, here's an organization, and they're here to help me, and it doesn't cost me a penny. Nothing. Nothing.
I know. We say it every week. We can't believe that people, I don't know what the deal is, but they're not believing it. But we do help people, don't we?
Yeah.
I'm not saying that not everybody doesn't believe it, but pretty close. You know, when they walk out of the office sometimes, I hear them say, man, I can't believe you guys are helping me, and it's not costing me anything. How's that work?
Yeah, I know. Reach is great. Okay, here's what I'm going to talk about.
Give us the rant.
I'm going to talk about zombie foreclosures. What's a zombie foreclosure? Well, a zombie foreclosure is defined as homes that have entered the foreclosure process. They've been abandoned by the owners. The owners have walked out, but they've yet to be repossessed by the bank. Mm. Okay? Now, the bank's doing this for obvious reasons, because, you know, either it's going to cost them too much money to finish repossessing, or there's a mold problem and they don't want to spend the money to get rid of the mold, or the roof needs repairing, or whatever. And you know, I know, you know, we don't like to say too many good things about banks, but, you know, banks are here to make money. Mm-hmm. And if they have to spend money, it's difficult. But zombie foreclosures still haunt the Florida housing market. Believe it or not, in Florida, there are 49,000 foreclosures, zombie ones lurking in the court system and abandoned by their owners. RealtyTrack, the company that tracks the zombie foreclosures, says the high number in Florida puts it at the top. Number one in the nation for zombie foreclosures. And South Florida, of course, ranks the second highest in large urban metro areas. South Florida has 13,000 zombies lurking around the neighborhoods.
Wow.
They are a lingering legacy of the recent housing crisis, a byproduct of lengthy foreclosure timelines and changing state foreclosure laws, rules, and regulations. Nationwide, there are 141,000 foreclosures. Wow. And that's 21% of the homes that are in foreclosure. So what's the punchline? The punchline is,
get some Doritos for the zombies.
Yeah.
No. Okay.
It's not working, folks. The foreclosure process is not working. It's either the banks are trying to make more money as usual and not looking out for people. Not that the banks have ever looked out for people, but things.
We love Mort, folks. We love him.
The whole foreclosure process isn't working. And let me just give a bit of warning, guys. And I know our attorney, Sabine, mentioned it earlier.
Right.
When a letter comes through your door, if you get a communication from your bank or your servicer or the person you pay your mortgage to, open that letter up and read it, guys. Very, very important. And if you don't understand it, call us.
Yep.
Call us.
Hey, you know what the phone number is?
Absolutely. Well, the local phone number is 561-491-1670 or toll free 855-487-3224.
That's it. Or, and you know, just to make...
Go ahead. So
what to make it clear, you know, we talked earlier about the foreclosure process. You own the home. The bank doesn't own it. The home is just collateral.
Correct.
So when you walk away from your home and you just leave it, you still own it. The banks can't really do much with it until they go through the courts and make that happen. So I just wanted to make that clear.
No, that's good. So guys, you know, read the communication from the bank. Very important. You know, there are things to do. There are good defenses. We can help you guys. Mm-hmm. Okay, back to our housing host and handsome Hefe, or handsome Hefe housing host.
Ooh, I miss it.
You know, Alan Mason!
You've been gone, and I missed that nice little intro there.
Anyway,
well,
nice
folks, that's about all the time left to us today. We thank you for spending your Saturday afternoon with us. We also want to thank all our guests. They were great as usual. And you can check out the show website at www.reachradioshow.com. That's where all the Reach Radio Show archives are stored. And we'd like to give a hat tip to our friends working at Florida Power and Flicker. They're listening to us on the iHeartRadio app. Thanks for joining us. See you next Saturday from noon to 1. Tell your friends about the show. Researchers say you'll feel a lot better about yourself if you do.
I know Blade Wrong. Ain't got no home. I know face wrong. I'm a lonely boy.